Lynn, the spraying of E. coli around the subways and all over the place, what was the cause? Why were they doing this? Was it a test?
Actually, yes, it was. It was a national test that was being conducted by the United States Army, and they were using the secret capabilities of the CIA. Bill Colby, if you remember way back, there was a whole investigation by the Congress into this. It was chaired by the Rockefeller, by a Rockefeller, and it was called the Church Investigation Commission Reports. And what they reported was that the CIA was doing this illegally. And specifically, they were talking about E. coli mostly. There were many other agents that they were using, but what was prominent, and again in today's news, you have to think to yourself, well, where does this mutant come from but laboratories, and who is the most advanced in developing and using and testing these new strains of E. coli? These are typically biological weapon grade germs, and again, we've had a long history, particularly in the United States, of having these very, very suspicious outbreaks, just like the anthrax was several years ago.
Are these germs, Len, are they on the outside of, let's assuming they're from on vegetables, are they on the outside of the vegetables, the tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, or, you know, is it like inside, is it part of it?
I would suspect that it's sprayed on. You know, if I had to guess, I would say, based again on the a lot of circumstantial evidence, I would say that all you would need to do is have, like they did in the anthrax mailings, one or two rogue agents who, let's say, are working for one of the major food aggregates that have a particular agenda. Don't forget, in today's markets and Wall Street, look at the U.S. housing market, for example. You had Goldman Sachs actually having put options on the elimination or the great tragic reduction of value in real estate. And so the same thing is played. These major players can make billions of dollars, even though we read in the headline news, of course, that the headline mainstream media is controlled by the same operators, basically. And you have the propaganda that's put out that there's hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, being lost. There's also, wherever there's that loss, there's those people today that are wagering on the loss and are making billions of dollars. And then, of course, it drives the cost of goods up. And look at, again, fuel today. Whenever there's an OPEC demand or a shortage of fuel, suddenly the price at the gasoline stations goes sky high, which it pretty much is today. And, you know, it's always we, the people, that end up having to suffer. And in this case, we've got an infectious disease that we've got to deal with.
It is frightening. And the fact that it was sprayed on intentionally, there's got to be then, in your opinion, there's a reason. Either somebody's trying to make money on this or trying to create some chaos, some fright. I mean, you know, people eat vegetables, especially if they want to stay healthy, lose weight. If they're not doing that now, what do they do?
Well, again, the most highest recommendation is to grow your own and be ideally organic and make sure that your soils are as pure as possible.
Sure. Not practical for everybody, though.
It's not only that, but I mean we're doing that in Hawaii, and look at what's happening now with chemtrail sprays, even in Hawaii, with radiation fallout. With this, again, the water supplies are contaminated, the milk is contaminated, so it's getting harder and harder, really. And you've got to think about the insanity of it and the hypocrisy of having leaders that are allegedly advancing legislation on behalf of we the people. They're not. There's actually a hideous satanic agenda. And I'm not kidding when I say satanic. I'm not being, you know, anything but totally accurate.
You're not being conspiratorial here.
I'm not. It's just, I mean, Georgia, I mean, we could spend, and we should spend some time. We've got some breaking news happening right now. This whole industry of the conspiracy industry has been heavily infiltrated by people who have literal links to the Church of Satan.
Well, you know, I was talking to Brian Hall last night because you're going to be at his conspiracy conference in Santa Clara this weekend. And he was telling me he's convinced they've been infiltrated. by somebody.
Yeah, well, we Sherry Cain has done a fantastic job as an investigative journalist, and we've put together some stunning, shocking information. As a matter of fact, today in the state of California, Sherry filed paperwork with the court, with the Superior Court of California, to have a cease and desist and a restraining order placed on A. Truat, Dr. Truat, who is well known in the industry, the natural healing movement, as well as the Patriot movement. The other day, we advanced the fact that Ted Gunderson, who is highly esteemed in the area of looking at child trafficking, sex trafficking, and satanic cults, that he actually was married to Diana Rively, the wife, ex-wife of Anton LaVey, who was the Church of Satan founder. And all of this links, in fact, to, and again, the propaganda that we get and the infiltration within our organizations and the activist movements, the Patriot movement, the Christian movement, the 9/11 truth movement, all have been infiltrated. Because when you begin to see that Michael Aquino, the Temple of Set director, who, again, was with Anton LaVey in the advancing of the Church of Satan, that he is still involved heavily in the United States military propaganda, what's called CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence programs that advance this kind of psychological warfare against we the people. Again, we're talking tonight about E. coli outbreak in Europe. For having that happen, you not only have to distract people from the laboratory operations that produce these types of agents, but you've got to have the propaganda and the mainstream media behind whatever agenda you're pushing.
And let me ask you this. There, some people are blaming produce from Spain, yet most of these cases are in Germany. I find that a little weird too, Len.
Well, again, look at the multinational nature of the marketplace. You look at, for example, I'll give you another example of the H1N1. We had this hideous false flag fright. It was a complete scam
From the beginning, right.
Yeah, exactly. So where did that begin? You go back to 1998. I wrote about this in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And the first case of H1N1 from allegedly the birds, the avian, came from China. And the mainstream media here in the United States, just like today, saying it's coming, it's going to come, and when it comes, it's going to be horrible. They were doing that with H1N1 back in 98. And they said that because they had such a problem in China, they had to slaughter massive amounts of the poultry in China as to prevent it coming here to the United States to infect our pets and our cats and our dogs and then jump species to we the people. And so if you remember correctly, at that time, you had Tyson Foods, which was still very powerful. They were vying for a global monopoly over the poultry industry. And what they were doing by demanding the slaughter of those Asian chickens was taking out all of their competition, particularly the ma and pa operations and the small producers of the poultry